Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 276. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It's the podcast where I talk about my feelings, where I talk about mindsets, and I appreciate you listening. And, you know, if I had to guess why you listen, why you tune in, why you put up with my stupid jokes or interesting analogies, sometimes they can be a bit of a stretch. You know, it's probably because you want to make a change in your life. A change. Maybe not a huge change, like, you know, dropping everything and moving to Bali, or, you know, giving yourself bangs or something like that. But maybe smaller changes. Changes to how much you love yourself, to your confidence, to your approach to life and love and dating or friendships or whatever it may be. Just a change. And if I also had to guess, if you're like me, you're human, you struggle to do that. You struggle to actually make those changes because of this fun thing called overthinking. You know, overthinking is the thing that encourages you to stay in a relationship for too long. It's what prevents you from communicating what you want and what you need from a partner. It's what leads you to be, you know, miserable in your career, but never doing anything about it. It's what leads you to look in the mirror and assume that everyone is judging you and looking down on you and so on and so forth. That's overthinking. And for one, I certainly understand this. I am very stubborn in my life, and that only leads to more overthinking and more sticking with something or sticking with someone, because I don't want to throw away something I've worked so hard on. I don't want to change what's not broken. I don't want to give up good enough. I don't want to start over. All those things. And I'm sure you can relate to that as well. So all things considered, I was thinking about this idea of change. And I had what I would call an epiphany in my late 20s, an epiphany, a mindset shift that has really empowered me to make more changes in my life. Every kind, every type, every shape and size of change. You know, leaving relationships that weren't right for me, leaving several jobs that weren't right for me, turning a hobby into a full-time business, starting to do more of what's right for me, saying no more, saying yes more, changing myself to have true, real confidence, not fake confidence. You know, changes, necessary changes. And so I wanted to share this mindset with you because I think we're all capable of making the changes we want and need in our lives. And to my point, frankly, these are probably changes that need to happen. They need to happen in order to get us out of our comfort zone. They need to happen so that we can step closer to what we want, what we deserve, and who we deserve. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes here and talk through this mindset. Real quick before I do, if you're enjoying the podcast, all I ask is that you share it. Share it with a homie, DM it to them, post it to an Instagram story, email everyone you know, whatever it is, it really does help the show grow. I'm very serious when I say that. It literally does help the show grow. It's not easy to podcast for a living. It's not easy to break out and grow, but you all have made this possible for me. Just by sending the podcast to friends or sending specific episodes to friends. That if your friend is going through a breakup, you send them one of my episodes on closure. If your friend is struggling with confidence, you send them an episode on self-esteem or the power of your ego or whatever it is. But either way, it really does mean a lot to me. So thank you for sharing the podcast. I appreciate that. And I think your friends will probably appreciate it too, that you're trying to help them. You're trying to help them maybe make a change in their life. So that's it. That's the plug. But let's talk about change here. And so I'll start this mindset with a simple question for you. And it really is the foundation for what I'm going to talk about, which is honestly just like a simple logical look at not overthinking the changes you need to make in your life. So the simple question is, do you want to make a change in your life? Do you want to make a change? It could be anything big or small. It could be super specific or just kind of vague. Do you want to make a change? Do you want to change your love for yourself? Do you want to become more compassionate towards yourself? Establish clear standards and boundaries? Do you want to change your approach to your career? That you're no longer okay with settling for just a paycheck and you want to make a change to respect that? Do you want to date more compassionately and stop dating people who don't level you up? Do you want to make more impact in life? Do you want to be happier, healthier, whatever it is? Change, a change from how you are and who you are today to those things I just mentioned. And so if you're like me, you probably said yes to one of those things or many of those things or even came up with your own. Yes, I want to make a change. And so now with that in mind, consider that change that you want to make. Just hold it in your head here as I talk about this mindset. The number one reason why we allow ourselves to overthink making changes in life, changes like the one that you're holding in your head, is because we allow ourselves to categorize that change as a risk. In our minds, change becomes risk. Change equals risk. And we're hardwired humans. We're hardwired to be comfortable, to survive, to not mix things up unnecessarily. Because of that, we allow that word change to immediately become risk in our minds. And then risk takes on all new meaning. And so we go into this like self-preservation mode. We close off, we tense up, we overthink. Simply because we no longer see change as change. We see it as risk. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so you wanna change your love for yourself. You wanna become more compassionate and establish standards. Well, I don't know. That's a risk because I might seem too selfish. I might be throwing away great opportunities and good enough people, people who might make me happy, people who might grow to love me, or I might grow to love them. That's a risk. I don't know if I'm willing to take that risk. Or, oh, I don't know. I want to change my approach to my career. Well, that's a risk because what if I find a new job and it sucks and it's horrible and now I can't go back to that job that was okay that I had? That's a risk. Or, you know, you say to yourself, I want to date more compassionately and stop dating people who aren't right for me. Well, that's a risk. What if I get too picky and I end up alone? And so on and so on and so on, right? You can go through each change that truly is healthy and compassionate and necessary, but you turn them into risks in your head, just like in the blink of an eye. That's what we do because we're human. But I've realized you can't allow yourself to see every change as a risk. That is how you may end up making no change at all. And if you truly want to label something as a risk, that is the risk. Not making a change at all is a risk. Staying in one place is a risk. Staying in the same pattern of behavior is a risk. Allowing yourself to live with the same standards is a risk. It's a risk because you're willingly leaving potential on the table. So I kind of, like I said, I kind of had this epiphany in my late 20s that change is simply change. That everything you perceive as a risk, it really is just a change, and change is necessary because change is actually just transition. And transitions are just transitions. They lead you from one thing, one person, one circumstance to another. It leads you to another opportunity. It's not like diving off a cliff. It doesn't just nosedive. It leads you somewhere else. So in my mind, it's not risk, and it's also not even change. It's transition. It's transition. And yeah, of course, let's put our realist hats on here. There certainly are some like big level changes that might have risks associated with it. But I think if you view change as transition instead, and definitely not risk, and you only view it that way, I really think you'll open yourself up to being more willing to explore them because you need them. You need more change in life. You need more transitions in life. And I think the only proof you need of that fact is the answer to the question that I've been nudging you to ask yourself. Do you want to make change in your life? Yes? Well, then you need transitions. Transitions, not risk, but transitions. And for myself, the more that I've leaned into this mindset, as opposed to constantly allowing myself to overthink change or allowing myself to go into this like risk management mode, the more I've done that, the more I've allowed myself to create more transitions for myself in life. And that's been the most like life-changing path that I've ever followed. And that's not like hyperbole. Like it really has been life-changing. Going from being so protective of how many transitions I allow to take place in my life to one of being like, I need more transitions. To me seeing transitions as a sign of gain as opposed to loss. And I've came to realize this, I would say probably in my late 20s, that I wasn't allowing myself to have and experience enough transitions in my life. Silly 14-year-old example here, but it's like that scene in Wolf of Wall Street, I'm sure you've seen it, where Matthew McConaughey's character is asking Leo's character how many times a day he gives himself the old five finger shuffle, the old shaking hands with the milkman, you know, taking your talents to South Beach, if you know what I'm talking about. And he comes to the conclusion that he's not doing it enough, that he's got rookie numbers. He's got to get those numbers up. He's like, twice a day minimum, man. Once when you wake up and once right after lunch. And it's just funny in the scene because Matthew McConaughey's character then goes, I don't do it because I want to. I do it because I need to. And I'm not going to go there because that doesn't sound healthy. But it's honestly the same with this idea of transitions in life. That you, me, we, us, like we've got to get these rookie numbers up. You might not want to because it's uncomfortable or scary, but you need to. You need to. We've all got rookie transition numbers in our lives. We don't allow ourselves to change. We don't allow ourselves to transition from one phase of life to another nearly enough. We don't allow ourselves to make the changes needed to transition from one relationship to another, from one job to another, from one mindset to another. That's a mindset of being a yes person to a more compassionate towards yourself person, from judging yourself to loving yourself, to letting people step on you, to standing up for yourself. We need more transitions in life because that it's in the midst of those transitions where you find what you want and what you deserve. I can tell you for a fact that that is not found in the comfort of what's working, of what's good enough, of what's it's not broke, so don't fix it. It's found in change because change leads to transition and transitions are essential. That's how you get from A to B. And so the fastest way to get those rookie numbers up is to stop allowing yourself to overthink. It's to stop allowing changes to become labeled risks in your mind. Just see them for what they are. They are opportunities to transition. And yeah, of course, there is a certain amount of thought and consideration that should go into any change in your life, but it should be less around what's the downside? What could go wrong? What if I lose? Less of that and more just consideration around what do I want? What do I deserve? Will this present new opportunities? Will this present more opportunities to live those truths? Yes, then that is the transition you need to experience. So we go back to this question at hand. Do you want to make a change in your life? Well, then consider where you are today versus where you want to go or who you want to be. And then ask yourself the question, what's in between that? Well, it's a transition. It's the transition between an old self and a new self, between an old self-loathing mindset and a new self-loving mindset. It's the transition between hating your body and loving your body, between unhealthy lifestyle habits and healthy ones. It's the transition between a toxic relationship and a healthy one. It's the transition between having one toe in the water for your hobby, your art, your music, versus going all in. It's the transition between chasing someone versus attracting someone, between that situationship versus being compassionately single, right? Transition. So I say, replace this idea of risk with the simple word change. And then even more, replace change with transition. Because in my experience, that makes change, and that's necessary change, so much easier in our minds. Because it's far easier to overthink risk than it is change. And it's even easier to overthink change than it is transition. So just consider it a transition, a graceful transition. Transition from where you are to what you deserve, from what you have to what you deserve, from who you are to who you're capable of becoming. And then you just cement that understanding by answering the question, do I need change? Yes, I need change. And then becoming more graceful about accepting transitions in your life. You see them as transitions, not change, not risk, just transitions. Because I think there's something so much more inherently optimistic about labeling these things transitions. That's A to B, B to C, and so on, right? Unlike risk, which in our overthinking human minds is, you know, A to nothing, B to nothing, and so on. It's just a transition. And inherent in that, there is an optimistic outcome. There is a hopeful opportunity on the other side of that transition. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just something to think about. I hope that gives you maybe just a little kick that you needed, a catalyst that you needed to get those rookie numbers up and be graceful about accepting and creating transitions in your life. So if this was helpful, I'd love it if you would share it, share it with a friend, maybe a friend who's considering change or who needs that extra push. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com and picking up a journal. And until next episode, I'm out.